April eviction moratorium.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tenants who are not able to make their rental payments during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. At least four people are dead after flood water swept across Nashville. Swift water rescue crews pulled more than 130 people from cars, apartments, and houses over the weekend. Andy Benedict says folks were quick to pull together after historic rainfall soaked parts of Tennessee.
You know, we're just cleaning up things that were carried away by the water. It's just an all hands on deck massive cleanup effort.
The National Weather Service says Nashville suffered one of its all-time wettest 24-hour periods over the weekend. Senator Tom Tillis will have surgery for prostate cancer next week. The North Carolina Republican says his cancer was detected relatively early and he expects to make a full recovery. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, break time? I know you. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep. Even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, that little spring storm is now past us. And for the next few days, we'll see mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the high 40s to low 50s and clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eye of Soul Radio. I am Psychic Medium Jamie, and I am here on this lovely Monday morning already having technical difficulties. So what are you going to do, right? We just adapt. I don't know. It's the camera thing. USB, it doesn't fit in. It is what it is. We make it work. I love the topic today. I am talking about angels. And I know I've covered bits and pieces of it on previous shows with Shades of Spirit or Eye of Soul. But you know what? I haven't gone into it in this depth. And we just hosted a workshop on angel phylums and learning about different angels, where they come from, the levels of them, the hierarchy, if you will. And I thought, you know what? This is such a fascinating topic. And I learn more and more every time I learn about angels. It puts me into their energy to connect. And it allows me to be able to give more within my own reading to the psychic medium. So if we think about it, you know, angels started at the beginning of creation, just like a lot of us out there, right? Now, if it's creation you believe in, if it is God's source you believe in, that is up to you. But angels came from that time period. You hear about kids having direct interactions with angels or people. a lot of times if they're in crisis, right? So when I did a workshop a while ago, I had done some research on stories of people who had been affected in their lives by angels. It gives me the chills to this day to think about it. And the one that they had talked about that really caught my attention, having a family of my own, and yes, having to drive places from time to time, is that it was a family and there were three small kids in the back seat. And it was a drunk driver. They hit the driver's side and pretty much just crushed that car. No one should have walked out of that car. And sure enough, the family, I believe it was five, everyone survived. And when they got to the hospital to get checked out, the kids kept saying, "Mommy, who were those gigantic beings around us? Who was holding us?" And it gives me chills, and it gets me a little emotional to think that these kids don't know any better. And to have that effect and to be able to save their lives is probably one of the only times our angels actually interfere without us asking. It was not this family's time to go. And you'll find countless stories on the internet, just talking to people. I actually have a good friend who has, you know, was died. I've had quite a few people as clients who have actually told me their stories. And it's fascinating because 9 out of 10 times, some type of angelic being is around them in that moment. Also, you know, you look at churches. They have angels on the stained glass, right? They'll have angels as figurines. Sometimes you'll find that, you know, you can go to any type of like Hallmark. I know I'm dating myself again. But stores like that, and you'll see the little cherub angels. They're everywhere. We're inundated with them. And if you're into them, like my counterpart, Spiritwalker Nicole, Shades of Spirit, working with an angel medium is just fascinating because you can connect at that level and have that information at the ready where it takes me a little bit longer to get up there. And that's okay. That's why we work with different people. But some people have direct links in that way. And some of us, we know they're part of our spirit team. We come in with angels. We come in with spirit guides. And we have to ask them. We have to connect with them, whether that be in meditation, brushing your teeth in the morning, whatever it might be. But every single person watching out there, you have a direct link to your own angel team and any of the angel phylums that I talk about today. Why is that? Because we're free will. We have to ask for them to come in and work directly in our energy with us. And in doing so, today I'm going to give you some, you know, some tips on what type of phylums to call in for what you're going through in your life. So, we all know there's angels, right? But what do we do with that information? That's a good question. Do we smile and think, oh, that's so cool, there's angels out there. All right, now I want to get back to my day-to-day activities. A lot of us do that, right? Or do we actually just connect with them daily? Or sometimes we still try and go through this road called life alone, forgetting sometimes or just not being aware or feeling unworthy of asking them to come in and work with us to help us, right? And I know for me that even in my lowest times in the past couple of years have brought me in and out of those states so often and so quickly that when I am in that space, I am not thinking to myself, oh, maybe I should call in my angels, my spirit team, because I'm in that human emotion. I'm in that energy. But I can guarantee you that when I finally get myself together enough and it clicks, I'm like, okay, I can use that love, that support. Maybe it's healing energy from Archangel Raphael. Maybe it's just, you know, cutting some energetic cords or some protection from energy from Archangel Michael. But did you know that there's other angels out there that can help us on those levels as well? There is just so much out there in the angelic realm, and many of us are realizing today that we can actually use them to our benefit. That's what they're here for, is to help and support and love us, right? So let's talk about, I'm going to give you the list of them, and then we're going to go through each section as we go through breaks and stuff. But these are the ones we're going to cover today. We're talking about angels. Those are your angels, your spirit team, the ones that are with us, that come in with us from the time that we're created until the time that we no longer want to come back and do this. We have archangels. We have cherubim and seraphim. I love this group. I work with them often now. Powers, the carrions, the virtues, the dominions, thrones, principalities. Gosh, it's a lot, right? And there's more out there, but we don't have time in one show to cover them all. But how many of you have heard of any of these phylums? you know, give a shout out. Love interaction on Facebook as well. So, yeah, if you've heard of Seldom Awesome, if you want more information, that's what I'm going to give you today. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to talk about the cherubim and the seraphim, okay? And I like to work with them. And when I first started doing research years and years and years ago about angels, cherubim to me were always the angels of, you know, beauty, and you see them, you know, in commercials for Valentine's Day over there shooting the arrows, right? Also, if you, Bible, if you look into some of these different religions, and actually what's interesting is you can follow many different religions, and there seems to be a thread that's similar through them, is that the cherubim are actually guarding the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve were removed from there. You will find that on Noah's Ark, they say that there are cherubims that have been carved into the posters of there as well, right? It's fascinating to think about. But the way that I connect with them is that they are about music, okay? They help us heal through music, which is so cool to think about. They have tonal qualities that we've never heard in human form, which makes me wonder sometimes. Think of the great artists like Mozart, composers that can't hear but still can create these beautiful masterpieces. That is amazing. How are they getting that information? Maybe it is that they are working directly with this class of angelic energy, right? Maybe it is that they are hearing it telepathically and able to create it for us to enjoy and to listen. So think about some of these composers, even the ones that can't see, right? They're having to do it by hearing, but that sense is heightened because one of their senses have been lost. And so are they able to tap into this angelic realm and connect and be able to give us a piece of that music in human form? I'm thinking so. The more research I do, the more I connect with them, the more that I bring them in as well. Also, you know, when we can work with these energies, cherubim and seraphim, they're some of the most joyous angelic energies to work with. And who wouldn't be when they're up there creating music and allowing us to enjoy that process as well? If you want to connect with them, you can go into a meditative state. You can ask your spirit team to take you up to the Hall of Voices. Now, call it what you will. It's going to be something different for each one of us. But I like to go there off and on when I'm looking for some healing energy through that modality. If you think about that, music penetrates every soul. It penetrates every cell within our physical bodies. Why? Because it's vibration, right? That vibration will permeate into the cells within our body. So why do you think so many people like sound healing, or they'll do the toning forks, they'll do shamanic drums? Any of those type of things are to help put us into that space, are there to help guide us on our path and to help us heal at that cellular level. So for you, you can actually ask them to come in when it's time for you to just chill out. Maybe it's before bed, you're not feeling so great. You can say, all right, spirit team, come on, let's bring in a seraphim and cherubim. You can put in your own music, or you can just meditate in some silence. I know that's hard for a lot of us. Or just let them do their work. That's the best way to do it for me, is just to let them do their work. It is all vibration. So you might actually start getting twinges in a muscle. Or if you've got joint issues, maybe your knee has been bothering you and all of a sudden you have a muscle spasm in that muscle across the knee. It's working, right? If you don't normally have that muscle spasm in that knee and all of a sudden you feel it, that's that energy moving into that space in order to help work through whatever it is that needs to be healed. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not going to say that by calling in the angels, all of a sudden all of your ailments are going to be healed. It's work on both of our parts. But why not ask for the assist? Why not try it out and see how that works for you? And I can guarantee you that a lot of you are going to feel something within that physical body, right? If we call on them, they will come. If we don't, they're not. Again, you have to ask for them to come in. And since we're created in energy, we live in energy, why is that not possible? That's the question, right? And the fact that I am a Reiki master and I do Reiki energy work it's really cool to see how that process goes and how I can actually amplify a session and actually have repeat clients where when I bring in another group that we'll talk about here shortly, they're like, whoa, what happened to the session today? Like, what was going on around me? Or this is what I was feeling inside. That's how I know. That's how I know. I can talk about angels and archangels. You guys can book a one-hour reading with me, psychic medium Jamie, on shadesofspirit.com. From the end of March this month to the end of April next month, it is only $75 for a one-hour reading. And that's a psychic medium reading. So who knows who's going to come in from your loved ones? Who knows what's going to show up in the cards, what your spirit team has to say? That's a really good time right now to check in and to kind of, you know, start off spring and summer in a new direction. Or if you want clarity or validation, that's what I'm here to do for you. So, you guys, I will see you right after this break. Hey, everybody. This is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy, do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full-hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earth sound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody. Psychic Medium Jamie here with Eye of Soul Radio, and today we are discussing the different phylum categories of the angelic realm. Now, this is coming from my perspective. I work with Spirit Walker Nicole, so I do rely on some guidance from her as well. So this is not all my doing, so I want to give her a shout-out because I have a lot of questions when it comes to the angelic realm. And I think it's because for me as a psychic medium, I move directly into the energy parallel, and this is what we were talking about last night. So for me, I like to stay in that middle zone or that middle realm and into the lower realms because that's where I work don't want to say the best, but that's what I have the knowledge of, right, from doing this since age five. And for me to work in those angelic realms, it was hard to find that it was okay for me to ask them for help. A big thing for me was like, well, I don't want to ask Archangel Michael to come in because, you know, he's probably working with 100 other people. The angels have the ability, you guys, to be in multiple places at multiple times. And the other part for me was that for some reason, I didn't feel worthy enough to connect on that level. And yet I could talk to spirit teams, and they're a higher level, right? And I had the gift, have the gift of being able to speak with past loved ones or friends or whatever it might be, and to help those in a lower vibration, and yet there was something still that was holding me back. And the more I talked to, you know, working with Spirit Walker Nicole over the past, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, it starts to bring my vibration higher. It teaches me different ways to connect. I'm in awe when people can connect that high that fast, and it takes me a few minutes to get up there. But once I'm in that space, you don't want to ever leave. It's just the most beautiful, warming sensation, except for me, when I do shows like this or I connect with someone's spirit team and angels, it's freezing. So different body sensations when you're connecting in those levels help kind of validate for you as a human, maybe a little skeptical if that's really who you're talking to, check in with your own body. Like, I am freezing from head to toe right now, and we were just talking on the break, like, it's going to be 80 here in San Diego again. I should not have that bone-chilling cold, but that's when I know I move into that vibration. So let's start out with our archangels and angels. Angels, again, you guys, are part of your spirit team. Woo-hoo! We all have them. Connect with them. For me, mine stand behind me. My spirit guides are more in front of me. You might notice when we teach mediumship classes and we teach you how to connect with your own spirit team to build that relationship, we don't just give you, okay, that is Mary Kay and she is your angel of the day. That's not how that works. You have to be able to bring them in, get to know their energy, build that relationship with them, to be able to work with them over time. But you can, at the drop of a hat, call on them. All right, angels, this is what I need today. Or if you're in the moment of something, or I need some strength. I know a lot of us will pray to different, you know, gods. We can pray to different saints, to the angels. Whatever it is, we don't have to have that long, you know, introduction. It can just be, this is what I need right now. I'm connecting with you. Please come in. Let's work through this. Archangels, though. So we're not going to spend a bunch of time in this section because I know a lot of you have heard of them. But the three things that that we have to do, really, in order to connect with them, and I say have because we have free will, is we must ask for their help. They never judge us. So remember that. Even if we are feeling unworthy, they are not judging us. That is not their place, okay? So that's why it makes it a little bit easier sometimes to call them in, is to know that we are not being judged by them. And they are the purest forms of love and light. Why would they have been created otherwise? Now, we won't get into, it's a whole different show, when we get into fallen angels, if you will, or angels that, you know, may have not gone on the path. But for today, we're talking about the purest form, and everything is created in that, right? And that's what those archangels and angels are doing. They're being created in that to help us. These are what we believe as universal truths. Again, it's our perspective. Talk to someone else, you're going to get something different. That's the beauty of what we do. So I'm going to give you some archangels. You guys can write it down. You guys can watch it on a podcast. Well, I guess you have to listen to it on a podcast, watch it live again. But really take in these names, because these are ones that Spirit Walker Nicole and I were talking about last night and connecting you guys with. So we have Archangel Michael. Protection, that is her go-to. She works a lot with his energy, being able to help cut cords for me. So I will use him in healing sessions with Reiki energy work, or when I'm clearing a house or whatever it might be, I will ask him to help me clear, cut, and cancel any cords or ties to energy. So he comes in and helps do that. If I'm going to a space that I know has a lower vibration that needs to be, you know, moved out or whatever we need to do with it in a space or land or office, I always have him with me as part of my team. My angels can do it, but I like to have that extra assurance of that archangel coming in to work with me. And I also invite an Archangel Raphael. He is of healing, right? So if you called in Archangel Raphael, the cherubim and seraphim, can you imagine what type of healing session you can do on your own? That's for you. That's to empower you, you guys. Archangel Raphael is really that healing energy and coming through and working through it with us, whether it's emotional, it's physical. We can ask him and Archangel Michael to work through traumatic parts of our lives to help us, you know, work through that energy and to continue our own spiritual ascension. They're great at doing that. We also have Archangel Uriel, knowledge and wisdom. So if you're looking for some sort of knowledge, wisdom, guidance, you can bring in Archangel Uriel. Archangel Sandalphon, call him in a healing session for yourself as well. He's music and dancing, right? These are just snippets. The archangels do a lot more in their categories, but again, this is only an hour show. So connecting on that level, Archangel Gabriel, communication. I call him anytime I do the radio show, anytime I do Facebook Lives or YouTube shows or whatever it might be. Writing, he's my go-to for communication, for writing things out. I will bring him in. I will channel messages through him sometimes for clients as well, which is really awesome to bring that energy together. We have Archangel Azrael. He is the angel of death, the Grim Reaper that some of you will call, but it isn't like that. His energy is so big. He's about bringing the souls in that transitional state from human life back to spirit, and he's also part of the birth process, you guys, and a lot of people don't know that. And that's what's really awesome is that it's about new beginnings, fresh starts, and that transition back home into spirit form. So I do use him a lot, and I was afraid of him. I'm not going to lie. He had come to me in my younger days not being so knowledgeable and understanding, and it scared me until I realized who it was and what I was doing and how we were to work together. Archangel Raziel is the hidden secrets. He was actually the first archangel to ever come to me, and this was only about 8 years ago or so, and I was doing a meditation in my parents' backyard, and my mom has a pool and a fountain, and I was just really in the zone, and all of a sudden this bright light came in, and it was this, I was never seen anything like it, and I didn't want to open my eyes because I knew it would go away, and they spelled for me because I do automatic writing, and he spelled his name, except I got the E and the I backwards, so I started doing research at the end. I'm like, what is this? And realize that I have this deep connection with him as well. He's a keeper of secrets also. They say that he is one that is constantly keeping all of God's words and books, right? So you believe what you want, and that, for me, it was exactly how I was seeing him. So it was very validating for me on that level. Archangel Jophiel is beauty. So you could bring her in with the cherubim and seraphim if you want to create a beautiful space and you want to energetically, you know, attune it with music as well. Right? So I love that energy with her. Archangel Shamuel. I always get this one backwards. Sorry, Spirit Walker Nicole. It's relationships and love, bringing him in. Now, again, angels, archangels do not necessarily identify with male or female. When I say him or her, this is how I associate them with my energy. For you, it might be different, and that's perfectly fine. Archangel Ariel is all about the ground, Mother Earth, animals, plants, and manifesting. So you guys can still use tonight's full moon energy from yesterday, the full worm moon in Libra, to allow yourself to manifest, bring in Ariel to amplify that even more. This is a super moon for us. The energy is intense. So bringing in her to help your manifestations would be a great tip, I'm telling you. So those are just a few of our archangels. And, you know, we've got Metatron that we work with on a regular basis as well. It depends on what you need in your life. Doing some research on these and realizing, like, oh my gosh, I could totally use that energy to help kind of amplify or boost what I'm doing. That's what we're talking about, right? I love Archangel Haniel. I'm starting to work with her energy. Again, this is, you know, still new, some of these angels, and I don't work a lot with them. But she's about mystery. She's about the feminine energy and the moon. And I'm kicking myself because I'm like, why have I not worked with her before? All my release and intentions workshops that we have monthly are based on moon cycles. And so I'm actually getting to know that energy more and being able to call her in to create the workshops. And I'll be inviting her into the workshops. But it's so empowering to know that I can do that. Any of us can do that with these angels and to allow them to come in. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the powers, such powerful healers, right, and how they can work with us on all levels, how we can help others by sending out these angels, which we can do. It's just, do they want to accept it, right? Do they want to take that energy in? You guys, I have got a cool thing. If you're down here in the San Diego, Riverside, LA County area, I'm doing a mystical tea party. It's my first outing in over a year. It is going to be at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo. If you go onto our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, You can read all about it. I have celebrity chef Nicole Moreno, who's making lunch. We're going to be on the property of Sweetwater Farms, so we're going to have mystical animals joining us. And LaShawn Butler and myself will be doing psychic medium readings. And then you guys are going to get cool keychains as well. So that is my first event in a long time, which, yes, I've already had you guys asking me, means that I will be doing in-person group readings probably in May, along with the COVID restrictions we have to follow still. But it's time. It's time to get out there. It's time to get going. When we get back from break, we will take our first caller, as well as talk about the powers and how they can help us heal within ourselves to a degree that I don't think a lot of us have ever felt before. So I'll see you right after this break. Hey everybody, this is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full-hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that a whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
I love it. Our angels are by our side, you guys, every day. They are all accessible to us anytime, day or night. They have the big 24/7 sign flashing above us if we could just see it and connect with it. So before I talk about the powers, let's take our first caller.
Carla from New Jersey, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Benny.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Monday. I get to talk about angels and connect with them, connect with you guys. It couldn't be any better this morning. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd love an angel reading. Just feeling like in a rut. I don't know. So whatever angels and guides have to tell me, I'd appreciate it.
I get the little rut, you know. I mean, we're all kind of coming out of this fog and haze slowly but surely, and it just is something that we just, we're close. We're so close. Are you connecting with your spirit team on a regular basis, calling in your angels?
Yeah, and honestly, not much seems to change. That's a little bit frustrating.
I understand that, and that is actually something that I have experienced in my own life, is sometimes I'm like, I'm calling you in, I'm asking for some favors, what's going on here? A lot of times I find that I am not able to see clearly based on my own energy in the human form. So they're giving me the signs, they're trying to point me in the right direction or connect me with the right people, but I chose to shut down. So I would find, you know, the past couple of years have been a difficult time in my own personal life. And I would hit those states of being depressed and feeling in that low vibration and just, you know, not wanting to get out of bed. And I would have things that, you know, I would have to do, or my mom would want to, oh, let's go to lunch. And I would just shut down. And my team's like, how are you going to see any of the signs? How are you going to be able to move forward when you're asking us for guidance, when you are staying in this vibration? And it's natural for us to be able to stick in that zone. And so it's about opening up. It's about kind of realizing that we're doing this for ourselves as well, that obviously I know you understand they can't do it for us, but we're missing the things that they're trying to get to us because we're still in this energetic, you know, funk, if you will. The card I pulled out of the deck today for you is interesting. It's the Angel of Clairaudience. So it's about hearing. It's about listening. It's about bringing that energy in. And when we can do that, you can start to speak your own truth. And so your team is kind of rallied around you, and I feel like this is also a healing time for you as well. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Okay, because they're showing me when they come around you in that circle, it's about embracing you. It's about healing for you. It's about connecting on that level. And for you, they're saying we're trying to get those messages in. We're trying to get into a space where you can hear us and so that we can connect more. Clairaudience is being able to hear in a psychic sense through sound. Maybe it's putting on music and calling in Archangel Sandalphon or calling in the Cherubim and Seraphim and saying, I'm putting music on. I can hear it. I want to start hearing messages through it. Do you listen to music? Do you put the radio on, or do you listen to music in the car when you're driving?
Okay, I used to a lot more. Not so much.
Okay, so I would suggest your team is kind of bringing that in of just connecting on that level. Because songs have meanings, and I know I play the game with my spirit team of put the songs on today that I need to hear for my highest and best. And sure enough, they're songs with messages that when I start listening to them really resonate with me. And that's one way that they can get into my energy field and start bringing my energy vibration up to connect with them. But it's about finding some things that you find joyful in your life as well. And that seraphim and cherubim energy can definitely bring that joy back in and find that connection. Because what I am seeing is like a disconnect almost from the person that you were to the person you are now, and the person that you're moving into in that future sense as well is healed, is feeling energetically just fantastic, is in a space of able to be receiving on the end as opposed to just giving. And so they're saying if you can hear us, if you can use that clairaudience and really understand hearing the word angel, listen for that word, somebody's name, maybe you see it written somewhere, my angel on a bumper sticker, those are the ways that they're trying to get into your energy. For me, I saw 444, which is the numerical sequence for your angels trying to connect with you. I saw it five times yesterday. That's unheard of for me. Triple fours. They knew I had this workshop coming in. They know that I'm going through my own energy. Sunday night was kind of a emotional disaster for me, but I had to process and move it out. And they were showing me, we're here with you. And I acknowledged the signs, and every time I did that, they brought another one to say, don't let us go. We're with you right now. And that's what I'm going to suggest for you on that connection part of it. And I will leave you with that today. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's a big thing, everybody, is that sometimes we are asking for the signs, and I know it gets frustrating from our spirit team, from our angels, from other angels, from our loved ones, but we're missing the signs because of where our energy is at. And so if we can bring ourselves even up a half a notch, taking a walk outside, connecting with, you know, with music, taking that drive and just allowing ourselves to be in that space of openness. For me, it's cooking, that mindfulness practice, allowing them to come in to see movement. We start to see those signs from them. The powers are an interesting group. They are healers, and they are some of the biggest healers out there, folks. So they can work Archangel Raphael. They work with him, but they come down as a group. Now, when Spirit Walker Nicole started connecting with them, I was doing a Reiki session on her. And I'm not going to lie, it was probably one of the most intense sessions I've ever done. This is where we could do it in person. And so I was working on her, and she said, no, call in the powers and start to feel their energy. Well, the session to me felt fairly similar to what I normally do. I could feel a bigger presence come in energetically. You know, she could feel them working on her in certain parts that she needed to kind of move energy out of. But what happened is that I ended up getting, because as Reiki practitioners, we channel the energy through, so we're also getting the benefit of the energy as well as our client. I had a three-hour absolute breakdown, and this was at probably one of my lowest parts of going through a divorce, not spending every day with my kids, not having that connection. I was still connecting with spirit and doing readings, and that would bring me up. But then I would fall right back down into that space, right? Like I was talking just a second ago with Carla, like being in that low, low space. And it didn't hit me until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I just lost it. I was the puddle on the ground, sobbing hysterically. I've never done that before. But what happened was, and Nicole actually came in and found me, and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't bring and reel it in. It's because the next day we were talking, I allowed the powers to work through me as well. And I had my own baggage and my own junk that I had to get rid of. And they pushed that through as I was working with Nicole on her energy. So when this particular filing comes down, when working with us in that inner healing, that energy is extremely powerful. And you guys will definitely feel it when working with them. Now, another group that I work with on the rig is the Carrions. And they carry dark entities away. And I don't want you guys to overthink the dark entities part. Again, the other show on lower vibrational energies, dark energies, negative energies, not the drug and alcohol or suicide. Those are those lower vibration energies I work with. Dark energies is lower than that, right? This is the Carrion's one job and their only job. So, again, controversy surrounds dark entities, what they are, who they are, where they came from, what they did in life, what do they do in spirit, right? So I'm not going to kind of, you know, go into that part today. That's a completely different show. But if you guys think about it, if you watch the movie Ghost, and towards the end, when those energies would come out, right, they would come up to the shadows, and then they would take the soul of the person that had passed and take that soul where it needed to go, right? That's similar. I'm trying to give something that some of you might have seen as well, but at the same time, they are kind of cloaked as well, and they are some of the most beautiful angels out there, and they can help make the darkest of souls transition from that place of depths of hell, if you will, to a place of love and light. So I don't necessarily also believe that there's hell. I believe that the hell is a lot of times the human existence here on the earth plane and the lessons we learn. But when we are in some of those really dark, dark places, you have your specialty team to come in and help us move out of that energy. With that being said, I've got one more break to do. We're going to talk about the virtues. We're going to talk about the dominions. I'm just super excited about the rest of this show. So you guys, join me on YouTube as well. Shades of Spirit is our YouTube channel. The Fierce Four, we meet every Sunday, minus Easter or like Mother's Day. And we do shows around certain topics. So last night we had a great time. We did crystal grids, so you can jump on Shades of Spirit, subscribe, hit the bell, get notified every time we jump on. Each one of us jumps on during the week as well in order to just give you little tips of the trade, if you will, and how to sage like LaShawn talks about, how to connect with crystals. I did a quick talk on the moon energy. So join us over there as well, and I'm going to see you right after this break. Everybody, this is Psychic Medium Jamie, and boy, do I have a gift for you to help you get through March Madness. You've all said you're tired of jumping through hoops. So for the month of March, my gift to all of you is my full-hour sessions are now half off. Psychic readings, oracle card readings, connect with your loved ones, and gain spiritual guidance from your spirit team. So get ready to step in and move from March Madness to March Manifestation together. Book at shadesofspirit.com or call me at 858-684-7575.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
I love it. Just call me Angel. There we go. All right, welcome back, you guys. I'm Psychic Medium Jamie. You are watching Eye of Soul Radio today, and we are talking about angels and the different phylums and classifications. I do want to throw out there that if you guys ever get hit up on any of our feeds, whether it be Shades of Spirit or whatever, we do not endorse anybody hitting you guys up for reading, so I'm throwing that out there right now. On that note, I love working with this next group, and it's the virtues. And why is that? Because the virtues review our blueprint. Right? So right before we decide to reincarnate, yes, I believe in past lives. I do past life readings. It's actually been a big topic lately. But they are over here reviewing on the other side our blueprint. making sure we've got all the fine-tuning and details, making sure that we have no loose ends on our journey, right? That way, when we come over here, we're able to connect with them on a level when we start to, you know, stray off that path, if you will, or that blueprint, right? So think about the show Love Boat, right? I know, again, I'm dating myself again, but the Love Boat, right? And they had that cruise director named Julie, and she would greet everybody as they came in. She would have everybody's directions and itineraries, and this is what's happening in stage room, or stage one. This is over here happening here. Oh, you're going on, you know, this excursion, right? That's kind of what the Virtues are doing. And they're kind of like those cruise directors, if you will, and they welcome us in, right? And they're like, okay, you're about to reincarnate. Great. Let's go over your blueprint one more time. You got it. All right, your spirit team, everybody on the same page, angels, everyone get a thumbs up. All right, now let's send you in. And that's what they're doing with us. So if you are ever at a loss, if we are at a space where we're just like, what am I supposed to be doing? Why am I learning these lessons? What are these patterns? What is happening? Check in with your spirit team, your angels, and the Virtues, and ask them to have a meeting. And set it up with them and say, I need some help getting back on my path. I need some help following my blueprint. Can you please start directing me in that way? Again, it's just like connecting with our angels, you guys. When we ask them for that, they can now start to work with us. But we have to be open to see the signs, to see the directions, to feel for a caller earlier, you know, probably our solar plexus needs a little bit of energy work, and you can do that through guided meditations on YouTube or seeing a Reiki practitioner, but that is our intuition. And so when we're not following that gut check, if we're supposed to be, you know, going home, we always turn right, and you really feel like you should turn left, but you didn't, there could be an opportunity over there or a sign that we're missing. And so they can help direct us in that path. We just have to be open. Dominion angels are of record keeping, right? Associated with the Akashic records. So we do readings with that as well. They keep track of everything we do, especially all of our good stuff, right? So when I go in to do a session, I actually sit in my own hall that I have up in Spirit World, and books come in for me, and they will be in colors, or they'll have different titles and different colors and all that fun stuff. And what happens is that I can go into those books to be able to see what it is that we have done in the past, where we're at in the present, and on occasion they'll allow me to speak into the future to help with guidance, direction, validation on your path. But it's something you've already thought about. You've already put that thought into existence, and now it's in motion. Also, you want to think of them as being those, I don't want to say nerds because that's not an appropriate term, but like they are definitely the ones out there that that are on a higher level of education, if you will, because of the details that they pay attention to as they record everything. And when we cross over, they're helping us in that life review process. So they're very involved in what we're doing. Also, it's one of those, they help us get out of the I should have, I could have, I would have, right? And that's a big thing to be able to move out. They help highlight what it is that we hit home, that home run. They're here to be like, but look, okay, so maybe you made a mistake over here, you repeated this pattern, but look on this side. Look at all the cool things you did. And they help kind of be our cheerleaders as well and boost that energy up. But they're recording every single one of our life lessons in order for us to learn when we ascend on the spiritual side. It's all about evolution, in my opinion, and perspective, and ascension on our soul's path, our soul's journey. And so that's what they're doing, you know, and they're helping us not feel bad in that respect either. We have our throne warriors with swords, and they are associated with the Mother God energy, okay? And that's to fight the darkness. Think of Mother God energy. They will call it different things, right? Sometimes they'll call it Mother Mary. Sometimes they'll call it Asna. Some people say there's a ton of different names that Mother got and is associated with, but at the same time, Mother Mary is the queen of the angels, right? So however you want to call her or connect with her, and that's where this comes from, the thrones. It's that feminine side of this energy. It's the warrior that surrounds that mother, and those throne angels, those throne warriors actually surround that throne in order for protection, right? They go into groups and fight wherever there is negativity and darkness that necessitates or that needs attention.
So think about that process. When they are working in those lower energies, when you've got the carrions coming in to help move this negative energy out, if there's a need, they will work on the other side. This part, I know for some of you are like, well, I had you until this part, and now you're telling me that a group of angels called the Thrones come in, and they're over here, like, battling the unseen forces. Well, why not? If we're here, why would that not happen on the other side, right? And for the final one, it's the principalities. They are warriors. They're associated with Father God. So you have the Thrones, which are Mother God, and the principalities, which is Father God. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong, so I apologize. And they rarely ever leave his side, right, except for a couple instances. Natural disasters when danger is near. So Father got energy in researching the segment. The principalities are stoic warriors, right? So we think about that, too. We probably would surround ourselves, if we were the creator, with ones that would protect us as well. And that's where it gets more into some of that biblical. Those get to be in some of those controversy, you know, topics that obviously in a show where I only have 4 minutes left, we aren't going to be able to get into. But it's good to know that there are other energies out there to help protect, you know, the creator, if that's what you believe in. If not, just know that they are there to help us in instances to where they need to all come in and to be able to help protect us as well. They're all watching us. And that is the interesting part of this. Is almost they are recording. They're sending us love. They're ready to do healing with us. They're ready to play the music for us. They're ready to give us the signs and symbols. But we have to connect. We have to be able to ask them for that and feel worthy of it. We need to be in a space to where we're open and honest with ourselves and what we need in life. And if we don't know, you can ask them that as well. They're not going to be able to tell us the answer, you know, right off the bat. We have to do the work. But if we are open to the signs and listening and feeling and checking our gut, we're going to get led into those directions as well. You guys, this has been an awesome show. I always love doing these shows and talking about, you know, what I see, what I know, how I feel. Again, if you want to book an appointment, you can go to shadesofspirit.com. We have all sorts of things that we do on there. As a Reiki master, I do a Reiki flow session, and we connect with your energy. I do a lot of distance Reiki, obviously, right now in this time. So you can book just a distance session. And I will bring in the powers. I will bring in Archangel Raphael. I will bring in the cherubim and seraphim. And we work together. And you can do the same thing. So I want you guys to just take one quick second. And I want you just to quiet your minds for a moment and take a couple of nice deep breaths. And I want us all to just be in that space of love and light and empowerment. We're going to call in an angel that resonates with you, whether it be someone on your own team or whether it be someone on the outside. Maybe it's somebody you've learned about today. And I just keep wanting you to take some nice deep breaths and center yourself and connect. And in that process, allow that energy to move forward. Allow that energy to come to you. And I want you to feel. Now, I have never been able to see an angel's face. That's something that very few people can do when they're connecting that high. But feel the energy. Maybe you'll see that it gets to be brighter and lighter behind your closed eyelids. Maybe you're going to feel the energy on your right side. All of a sudden, you've got these weird chills or prickles or goosebumps. But allow that energy to come in. And I want you to connect. And as we end the show, I want you to stay in this moment. I want you to stay connected to this energy. And I want you to have a frank conversation with them for what you need right now. It's about empowerment. It's about connection. Call on your angels. Call on any of these phylums. Do research. But most importantly, make sure you connect. I want to thank you guys all for joining me today, and I will see you on Wednesday, Shades of Spirit. We'll be back at it again, 5 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio and Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. Have a great week, you guys.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Small little stop-and-go issue on I-5 southbound as you dump off the 599 interchange, again, just north of North SeaTac. But again, everywhere else, traffic's looking pretty good. Enjoy your sunny Monday. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's an hour of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Of course, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network and Getting to the Truth About Addiction and Recovery. With special guest author, Robin H. Clare, who wrote Feast and Famine. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Witnesses are now taking the stand in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged with murder in the brutal death of George Floyd last May. During this morning's opening statements, defense attorney Eric Nelson warned jurors not to jump to conclusions not based on evidence.
A reasonable doubt is a doubt that is based on reason and common sense. At the end of this case, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about doubt.
Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell says Derek Chauvin betrayed his badge by kneeling on Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes during an arrest. Another woman is coming forward claiming sexual misconduct by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Attorney Gloria Allred claims her client, a married woman, says the governor grabbed her face and kissed her without consent outside her home. She also alleges to have photographic evidence. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is issuing a stark warning to Americans about the coronavirus pandemic.
Just please hold on a little while longer. I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite yet.
Walensky notes recent rises in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths due to COVID-19. She urges everyone to keep wearing face masks and practice social distancing, even as the number of those vaccinated increases. The massive container ship that had been stuck in the Suez Canal is now free after nearly a week. The Ever Given is undergoing inspection. University of Denver professor Jack Buffington says sending a ship that big down the canal is a gamble.
This canal is not intended for something of this size, and the crews on these ships are so small that they just didn't have the wherewithal and time to correct it in time.
The incident created further disruptions in the global supply chain. Facebook and Google are teaming up to invest in subsea cables to run from the U.S. to Southeast Asia. The cables will increase data capacity by 70% and increase internet reliability. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flakes with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, that little spring storm is now past us. And for the next few days, we'll see mostly sunny skies and high temperatures in the high 40s to low 50s and clear skies through the overnight. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. Thank you for being exactly who you are. Thank you for showing up as exactly who you are. You're the best listening audience on the planet. And, you know, so much of what you've shared with us has given us insight into some of the topics that are important to you to cover. And on that journey, you know, we discover people like my very special guest today, featured guest, host of her own show, but here's what I want to say about it. We discover people that are so on the edge of what's important in today's society, so forward-looking in what they're doing and how they're doing it, you know, so above the curve when it comes to helping you with what you might be going through in terms of this idea that you may have about addiction and recovery. So today I want to introduce you to Robin Clare. We're going to be talking about getting to the truth about addiction and recovery. And by the way, I think, Jacob, you got images of this. By the way, we're going to be talking about the journey. What is it like to take this journey, the recovery journey? What is it like then to take that story and create a powerful, powerful book and message and training and coaching? You name it. What does it look like to be on that journey to get you from here to here? Like here and then to here. And that's what today is about. It is uplifting. It is absolutely inspiring. It is powerful. It's also about the journey that takes us through agony to ecstasy. That's what this is about today. So for those of you out there, I want you to introduce you to this amazing recovery coach, best-selling author, spiritual author of Feast and Famine, and more importantly, somebody that will not go down and go quietly in the night, but is in the forefront to say, I am going to help people with this level of addiction that we have not even fully understood yet and help them change their lives. Robin, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I gave a brief introduction of what you do because people are going to get to know you up close and personal through your own show and, of course, here. But this is a journey that when we think about the millions of people struggling on a daily basis, it is a journey literally from agony to ecstasy in a lot of ways. And I want to ask you, you are the author of this best-selling book. The messages in here are powerful, beyond belief. But they aren't that because your level of vulnerability to share this and come to the forefront is what literally helps people relate and change. And I want to know, given you've written this book, what are the challenges and obstacles? What did you have to overcome, Robin, to bring you to this moment now?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Pat. So interesting you were saying agony to ecstasy really is another name for feast and famine. That's what I was thinking when you said that. And for me personally, I was in addiction for 40 years with obsessive compulsive food disorder and bulimia. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get out of it. I might get out of it for a little bit of time, but it kept coming back. And then finally I decided that I needed to figure out why I couldn't get out of it. And that's when I started looking at truly what was going on inside of me.
When you look inside, I want to ask you this question because it's one thing to look inside and you change your life, right? It's another thing to look inside, change your life, and then tell the world about it. That's what you've done in Feast and Famine, but not just in the book, but in your subsequent work, you know, in what you're doing in the world. But writing the book and bringing to the forefront, you know, your story, but other people's stories, people that we know are experiencing this, and even more so now than ever. You know, so let's take a look at what undertaking this, the writing of a book like Feast and Famine, how did that change you, and how does it continue to remind you of your purpose?
Yeah, so the first time, and I'll say that, the first time I wrote Feast and Famine, I was still in addiction. And I thought, well, I'll fake it till I make it. And then I got to the end of the book, and the ending of the book was, well, I hope that these teachings work for you. They didn't work for me, but have a nice life. And I knew that I could not put this book out there. So I knew that what was standing between my publishing this book and me was my recovery. And so then I had to come into recovery. And I had one, I had received a message. So I am also a spiritual channel. I write these books for the spiritual realm. And I had received a message from a colleague who, that my grandmother came in and said, you need to bury this bulimia, Robin, or your family is going to bury you. So just like all other addicts, I'll have one last glass of wine or I'll have one more cigarette. I needed to have one more session of eating my brains out, knowing that I could throw up the food. And I did that. And when I was in the bathroom the last time, I started bleeding from my nose. I had this tremendous pain in my head. And for the first time, I could feel within all of my organs in my body what I was doing to them after 40 years of throwing up. And I all of a sudden, I was on the floor because every part of my body was screaming at me. And I knew that I had hit rock bottom. And I knew that if I continued, then something would have happened to me where I might not be here today. And once I came into recovery, I was able to rewrite the book. And that was quite the experience, looking at everything that I wrote from a place of recovery versus addiction.
You know, let's talk about that space. Let's talk about that space for a minute and how brilliant of you to be able to catch that, right? Because that really does pinpoint the journey of recovery, doesn't it? You know, to realize that you now have a new level of awakening. You now have a new level of awareness where you could see that and say, wait a minute, let's hit the pause button. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, when you're working with, as you do, yourself, but also others, you know, there is a very difficult time to hit that pause button, mm-hmm. right? What do you think was underneath that, the motivation? It sounds like it was a spiritual guidance. It sounds like you called in, you know, guides to help you along the journey, but not just for you, for millions of other people in the world.
Yes, yes. And so the books that I write, so Feast and Famine is my third book, and I came out of corporate America, and I was actually a spiritual promoter. So I promoted all the other teachers. I promoted all the other workshops. And then one day my guidance said to me, what about you, Robin? And I'm like, what about me? I'm really good at this. I'm really good at getting other butts and seats for other people, right? and they're like, no, you're the teacher too. And I knew that I didn't feel like the teacher because I knew that I was an addict. And somehow that I felt like a fraud. So how could I be the teacher? How could I be the spiritual teacher and then have this problem in my personal life? And so it wasn't until I started looking at my own trauma patterns of my life that I discovered what was going on with me. And so the divine being that I worked with on Feast and Famine, Healing Addiction with Grace, and this is the name that was shared with me, was Sophia, who many don't, she's a divine feminine, but she also declares herself as the Holy Spirit. And most people, if you ask most people, they don't know who the Holy Spirit is. It's just a name. But she says that she is the mother of creation. So we have the Father, the Son, and the Mother. And so she is the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, Sophia. She also says that she goes by Grace. So when Grace arrives in your life, it is coming from Sophia, inspiring you either to have internal grace or grace arriving on an external level. Mm-hmm. And she arrives and asked me to write this book, and I said, okay. And she goes, but there's one more thing. And I'm like, okay. And she said, you have to tell your journey of addiction in the book. And that was the game changer, Dr. Pat, because I didn't talk about this with anyone except very close family and friends. In fact, I had so many people who read the book, they're like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I'm not kidding you. It's not something I go about announcing, you know, in conversations with friends and family. And so I had to really come into recovery in order to be able to deliver Sophia's messages.
Oh, my gosh. You know, so important. One of the things I was really struck by, and I want to talk with you about this when we come back from break, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is this journey of suffering and healing. But, of course, in your book, I was really struck by the zone of genius and then humiliation leading to self-loathing. And I want to take a short break because when we come back, I love the different steps you've laid out in the book. And I, if you don't mind, I'd like to read them to people when we come back. Because one of the things we don't talk about is the intermediate steps that person goes through in a life, you know, to get to that place where you just don't like yourself, let alone love yourself. I don't know how you love yourself when you don't even like yourself. And, you know, you hear so much about self-love. I'm all about self-like. That's what I think you struggle with in addiction, right? You know, you struggle with this, oh, my God, I'm looking at you in the mirror and, like, I don't think I like you, Pat. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Robin Clare, this fabulous book, Feast and Famine, Healing Addiction with Grace. When we come back, how do you move through the zone of genius? But more importantly, what is it about humiliation that literally cracked open Humpty Dumpty? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so thrilled to have Robin Clare joining me here today. This is one of her books, Feast and Famine, Healing Addiction with Grace, and this is also today's show. Talks about what this journey looks like, especially when you've taken it, and that is what Robin has done. And, you know, as you go on a journey like this, you get to a place where you realize it isn't just about you. It's about then taking this and sharing it with the world. And that in itself is a process. That in itself is a level of vulnerability. And we're going to talk about several aspects of this as we move forward. But one of the things I want to do, Benny, I would love to give a copy of this book away right now, 1-800-930-2819. And certainly, if you've got a question for Robin or you've got a question about what we're talking today, food disorder, bulimia, if you have questions about that, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Before the break, I was talking about a part of your book, but before we go there, how do people find out about you, Robin? How do they get copies of this and any of your books?
Yeah, so thank you for asking me that. So people can reach me at clarity.com, that's clarity-ity.com, and they can purchase the book there, or any major retailer has the book as well.
Awesome. So, you know, we're going to take a little deeper dive into this because there's always such a long journey when we talk about this, and it's so amazing that people like you have lived to tell the story. I was really struck by a couple things in the book, but the one point I want to talk about is this humiliation leads to self-loathing, and it really taps into your personal journey as well. You know, I don't think we can take this recovery journey without feeling a little bit of self-loathing. Can we? How was that for you? How was this part of facing yourself? What was that like for you
as
you faced this?
So, you know, just to share with the audience, we're born into self-love. We see these beautiful babies and, oh my gosh, they're so delicious and they're so perfect. But then we have, you know, parents and siblings and teachers and friends and the media and different places that may not be as perfect as we'd like them to be. And so we start experiencing levels of humiliation, maybe in the form of bullying or just teasing. There's a lot of teasing going on, and that can lead to self-loathing, because really as children and teenagers, we're not as interested in doing our own healing work. If we don't heal the self-loathing, it can transform into suffering. And in Feast and Famine, Sophia says that there's really only one addiction on the planet, and that's to suffering. And then we choose our vice, our addictive substance, our habit, because we're wallowing in our pain, we're wallowing in our suffering, and we want to feel better. So then we have this journey from self-love to self-loathing, then to suffering, and then to addiction. And so the only way back to self-love, which I think is really where we want to get back to, or self-like, as you said earlier, is to look at why are we suffering? What is going on inside of us? What were our trauma patterns? And for me, when I started looking at that, what I discovered is that there were 21 times that I knew that I had been humiliated. And some of them were just, I'll give you an example. I was in fifth grade, and we were playing kickball in the yard, and I kicked a home run. And as I'm coming around third base, I had a kilt on, and my kilt, my pin unpinned, and my kilt fell off. And everyone was laughing at me. Mm. So you might not think, so what's so bad about that? But for a, you know, a young girl to have an entire playground of people laughing at her, that seems to build in our life. We have situations where we're made not to feel good about ourselves. Mm. And that just kept building and building until I realized that I have this problem. And where I discovered I had this problem was in reading the book The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about this idea that we're all working at our zone of brilliance, but we want to ideally work at our zone of genius because that allows us then to fulfill our soul's destiny at the zone of genius. But we have upper limit beliefs that stop us. And for me, what I needed to clear were all of these trauma patterns around humiliation. And one more interesting thing about it, I was driving in New York, and I was listening to the woman who did the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. And I said to my spiritual guidance, that's so powerful, her story of the origination of it. And then all of a sudden, my guidance said to me, hashtag who me, capital H, small u, capital M, E. And then I heard, this is an epidemic on your planet, humiliation of me.
Yeah. And let's talk about that a little bit further because, you know, when we look at the day and time we live in, right, when we think about all of the different ways now available to be subjected to humiliation, you know, by far it is inescapable given the many forms of media we had. And, you know, it's very different than when I grew up and, you know, somebody said something about me. I shared this on one of the other shows. It's the first time I wore a bra. And I generally had a group of boys that I played with and we played stickball. And I remember that first time I wore a bra. I mean, I thought nothing of it until a comment or laughing was made, what happened. And we think about these things and how we respond to them, right? And we think about how we take these things in. And I will tell you that as a young child, laughing at me was a thing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm from the Bronx, and, of course, we're out in the street, and I just walked over and gave that kid a black eye. That was my reaction to it. But in life, you know it's a hot button, and we take those things in. We take what's said to us in. And what is the recourse? Is the recourse then to comfort ourselves?
Yeah.
Is the option then to, I've got to heal this pain. I've got to numb this pain.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think that's what we do. I think we're constantly barraged with moments of humiliation, which then, of course, can be accompanied by shame. And the way to feel better about ourselves is to do things that make you feel good, right? Mm. Until you're ready to look at what are my patterns. What are my trauma patterns?
Mm-hmm.
And until you do that, you will continue to suffer because that's what we have to heal. So what to get out of the suffering, to surrender our suffering. And what I mean by that is really give it up, not just wishful thinking, I wish I didn't do this. Like, that's not surrender. You all know when you've surrendered in your life. A surrender is more like, I will never do that again, and I will get the help that I need. And then what happens after you've surrendered like that, then grace arrives.
Yeah.
But in Feast and Famine, Sophia said that grace must be allowed. And I found that to be one of the most interesting things she said in the book, grace must be allowed. Because a lot of times, Dr. Pat, we have a role we've been playing in our lives.
Mm.
And we're that person in our family. And for some, you know, they're the person that always messes up, or that's how they get attention, or maybe they don't have to work so hard because they have a problem. You know, so looking at your suffering, what caused the suffering, is not easy.
No.
But once you can do that, and once you can heal those parts of you that are struggling like so, then you can begin to have a life filled with grace.
Yeah.
And magic. I always say magic because I think it becomes pretty magical at that point.
Well, it's because you have looked fear of humiliation, persecution in the face. You know, you're looking straight at it, right? You know,
yeah.
Just looking at, oh, is this it? Is this what I feel? You know, what do I do? And, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, and it's been a monumental for me, and I want to talk to you about it when we come back, is it's been a quote by Viktor Frankl, of course, and it addresses exactly what you're talking about. And it's mm-hmm. that thing that he says between stimulus and response, there is a space. And it's in that space, our power to choose our response. And in our response mm-hmm. lies our growth and our freedom. And I think that when I listen to you and what you're saying, right, and you've gone through this and you've identified this and you've been able to have a different response, I want to know when we come back from break, I want to know what answers were provided for you mm-hmm. because you are hungry for those answers.
Yes, I was.
And when we are hungry for answers, does the universe listen? I'm not going to answer that question. Robin's going to answer that question when we come back, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Robin Clare and Feast and Famine and Hungry for Answers. We'll be right back.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a 6-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's trishlaub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories to teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy Allen. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your
your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way, but you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is so great to have Robin joining me here today, getting to the truth about addiction and recovery with Robin H. Clare. And today we're talking about feast and famine, but we're talking about more than that. We're talking about a courageous admission that her true addiction, you know, was to suffer, gradually developed into a powerful blueprint. And, you know, the blueprint is delivered in these pages we're referencing. You know, but today we're also talking about how you go through these pivotal milestones in the journey. And you become hungry, hungry for answers, not just about your own personal journey, but about life. And that's what we're going to talk about next. Before we do, Robin, how do people, again, get copies of your book? How do they find out about you? How do they find out about your upcoming show?
Yes, so my website is clarity.com, and that's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com, and I'm really proud to say that I have a show on Transformation Talk Radio starting on Thursday, and it'll air the first and the third Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and it's called Hungry for Answers, from recovery to your ultimate life.
And let's talk about that now because, you know, there's this bridge that gets crossed, and you'll talk about the bridge for a minute, but we start to cross the bridge, and maybe what really happens is we're yearning for answers, we're hungry for answers. We may not even know the question, but we want somebody to fill in the gap. Tell us a little bit about bridge was like that you crossed.
Yes, so again, as I shared earlier, for me, I had this life-altering experience where I felt like I was dying on the bathroom floor. So I knew that I was really hungry for answers. But I had been in living my own examined life for years, trying to come into recovery. And when I say living an examined life, I work with a therapist, a mental health professional, but I also worked with coaches, and I highly recommend anyone who's trying to move from addiction to recovery that they go into a program or they work with a therapist or a life coach. Just get the help that you need.
I agree.
Because you need someone else who can guide you through the journey, and so hungry for answers. I knew that I was ready. I knew that I was ready to bring this message out into a larger audience. And I was meditating, and I said, what's the name of my show? And I heard Hungry for Answers. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's perfect with, you know, my journey through food addiction and my need for answers in my life and how I wrote the book and how I have just really been on this quest to have answers in my life. And I love it. I love it. And I love when I get an answer, whether it feels good or not so good. I just love getting answers because I know that I'm going to move through to the next level of my journey, my life journey, having answers to my life.
Talking about this openly is one of the most important things we can do because many people are ashamed, right? They don't feel good about themselves. They're trying to keep it all together, right? Trying to keep it all together. Maybe you have somebody you're trying to please by the way you look or how you are in the world, or maybe you're in search for your own love for self inside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was sharing with you that, you know, sometimes it's just the light bulb that goes on. But what happens when the light bulb goes on and how you discover that you're now on the recovery journey?
Yeah. So for me, the light bulb went on immediately after that life-threatening experience. But I had no – it actually worked. Because as I shared, I've been in intensive therapy for at least 3 or 4 years before that, mm-hmm. trying to figure out – and I was like – I felt like I was peeling back the layers of a rose. I could say onion, but I like seeing myself as a rose better.
I like the rose better.
Yeah. And I kept pulling back and saying, geez, wow, look at that. Look at that. Look how that impacted me. Look at that. Let me, I also studied at the Oneness University in India, and my teachers, Sri Amma Bhagavan, said it beautifully. They said that you have to put out the emotional charge related to these experiences that you had in your childhood and your teenage years and your adult life. And I said it to someone the other day, a guest that I was talking to is coming on my show, and I said, I always see when I'm working with these trauma patterns, these experiences in my life that happened, I see myself going like this, like blowing out the emotional charge. And he said, oh, you exhaled? And I'm like, oh, my God, that's brilliant. Yes, I exhaled. I wasn't clutching it anymore and holding on to it for dear life because it hurt so much. And that's what I did. But one of the ways that I really got out of humiliation pattern was I read an article when writing Feast and Famine, and the author said that nobody can humiliate you if you don't give them the title of judge. And it was so brilliant and yeah. so simple. And I was like, yes, unless I allow you to judge me, unless I give you that title of judge, whether it's with a parent or, you know, a partner or whomever, someone who doesn't like me, if I don't give you the title of judge, when you say something to me, I can say, wow, thank you for your perspective. I'll think about that. Or mm-hmm. I can say, you know, screw you, or yes. whatever. I can say whatever I want. But I don't have to let them judge me.
Right. That's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful beyond belief, what you mm-hmm. just said there. But, you know, I want to get back to something you indicated because it's so important. You know, you and I talk about this, but I will tell you, I have had many mentors along the way. I don't even think about my life without mentors or coaches, mm-hmm. and neither do you. And that's mm-hmm. really part of what you've created in helping people step forward. You know, one of the things that I was struck by that you did, and I want to talk about it for a minute, is about how to write a recovery story. And that's part of what we're talking about today when you're at the level where you don't want to keep it inside anymore.
Yes.
Where that
yes.
moment of exhaling me allows you to then say, I need to have the freedom to really tell my story. So, you know, you also work with people to write their recovery story. I think you're doing a 30-minute consultation. Tell us about that and why telling our story is so important.
Yes. So I was trying to figure out what was next for me after Feast and Famine, and how could I take my recovery coach designation and do something powerful with it. And so what I decided is that everybody has a recovery story. We may not think of ourselves as having been, because the reason why everybody has a recovery story is because everybody has suffered in their life. And so I have two levels to my writing coaching. The first is, let's get it out of you so that you can heal your own journey, right? Let's just get it out of you and onto a piece of paper. Then if you want to share it as a healing tool for others, we'll go back and look at it to see, to make it into a book, right? So what that does for people, which I which it did for me, is in the first round, you can just write whatever you want, whether it feels disparaging about someone else or not. You give yourself permission to just get it out of you and onto the paper. And so I always say when you write for yourself, when you write it down, you're healing yourself. And when you share it with others, you're helping them to heal. And that's what I do as a writing coach. So what I offer is a free 30-minute consultation to see what's your recovery story. Let's see if you want to write that. Let's see if you want to use it as a healing tool for yourself first and then for others second.
And how powerful is that? See, because you were just talking about the removal of that judge, removing that, right? And then with the recovery story, what we're talking about is, again, continuing the removal of the self-judge.
Yes.
And you know, that is, to me, one of the most powerful things you could do. But the other part of it is you, by having people write the story and you being part of that, you're their witness. And a lot of times we have not had a witness to our stories, Robin. You know, we may be writing stuff down, but there was nobody there very objectively and lovingly and caringly being our witness.
That's what I feel like all the time with my clients. I do. I feel like I'm giving them the freedom to just share what they came here. Because I believe, first of all, I believe a couple of things. One, I do believe that we choose our parents on the soul level.
Yeah.
And they're our most important relationship. And I do believe that until we heal our relationship with our parents, we're going to have trouble in our other relationships.
No kidding.
And so I do believe that by writing down your recovery story, you will heal your relationship with your parents. And I'm not saying to condone anything that your parents might have done. I'm just talking to you about forgiving them and forgiving yourself
and
understanding that.
And doesn't that lead to what we're about to talk about now? And Benny, I'm going to skip the break. Doesn't that lead to living your ultimate life? The second part.
Yes.
Of what you do and how you help people. Doesn't that really open up the door? But also, you're now bringing the spiritual aspect of this together in the book King Solomon Speaks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so it's one thing to take that journey, but the minute that we're opening that door and we're writing our story and now we're getting witness, if you do that without a spiritual journey or without something to really anchor, right? It's really difficult. So tell us about this next part, because we want an ultimate life, don't we?
Yes.
Tell us what
yes.
that is and about your
yeah.
latest book.
Yeah, so King Solomon Speaks was a book that, I'll just tell the story. I was going to sleep one night, and all of a sudden I hear, "Robin, I need your help." And for some reason I knew it was King Solomon. I've experienced his presence before and in different scenarios. And I said, "Yes, King Solomon, how may I help you?" And he said, "I need my army of spiritual warriors to become divine warriors. And when that happens, there'll be a tipping point on the planet where the rest of humanity will come into higher consciousness living." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll do that." And of course, then after that, I was like, "Oh boy, how do I do that? That's a big call." And it took me a few years to get to this, because I had to finish Feast and Famine, and again, I had to be where I am today. I had to grow into that. And so what is the transformation from spiritual warrior to divine warrior? When you're on the spiritual path, there's a place where you never feel like you know enough. You never feel like you're healed enough, and you also know that suffering is still an option. When you transform to the divine warrior path to your own divinity, do you know enough for now? You are healed enough for now, and you know that suffering is no longer an option, because why would we suffer? If we're living our lives as divine humans, meaning living our divinity in human form, There's no suffering in heaven.
Right.
So why would we suffer here? And so this is a little book. It's seven meditations. Waking Solomon said we can do this is to align our chakra, our major chakras, with the earth chakras. And so this is a book, a little meditation book with accompanying recorded meditations.
And, you know, and let's tell people how they can get this, please.
Yes. So this one, I would also go to my, this one for sure, go to my website or Amazon. But I would recommend going to my website, and that's clarity.com, Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com. And there you'll be able to link out right on the homepage to be able to get, it's an ebook in the form of a PDF and recorded meditations.
One of the things I want to say, Benny, also, we have a free download of King Solomon Speaks ebook and recorded meditation. So let's do that now. I know we have a few minutes left. 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, all I need is name and email address, if you don't mind, and phone number, just in case, so we can get the person that calls in. 1-800-930-2819. Look, I love being able to witness this for you, the launch of Hungry for Answers, the launch of this book. But this is all in the spirit of your passion and your purpose, right? And this upcoming radio show. I want to take a moment to talk about the radio show and to let people know what you're planning for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, so Hungry for Answers, from recovery to your ultimate life, was something that I've been thinking about, that, you know, getting to recovery is a major milestone. I am not diminishing that at all, because I lived it and I understand what it means to be in recovery and solidly in recovery. And then what happens is maybe there's nothing after that. Like, recovery is like the end of the line, but a good end of the line. I don't think so. I think that we can live recovery in all aspects of our lives, and I think that we can live a life based in wholeness, where we are healthily living mind, body, spirit, and emotion healthily, and we are living a congruent life where our heart and our mind and our voice are all living as one. When that happens, I believe that we can live our ultimate life. I believe that we can have a life where we understand our soul's desired outcome for this lifetime, and we can achieve it. And so I love to work with people on that as well. And we do. Our soul is here teaching us lots of things. And the way you know it most is when you keep having the same thing happen over and over again, over and over again. That's your soul saying, we need to get this lifetime.
Yeah.
So spend some time figuring out why it keeps happening over and over again. Once you get into a groove with your soul energy, then that's when you can have your ultimate life, because things just start unfolding in a magical way, because you're courageous and you're open and you're healthy. And then that's when life can be magical, as I said earlier.
It's so important what you just said, because if we enter the realm of recovery and we think that the end game is recovery, then we ask ourselves the question, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Is there nothing after that? Is there going to be the same old life that I have? Is there going to be something that changes? Will I be able to see the ultimate possibilities of an amazing life? And see, that's what I love about your message, because we do think recovery is the end game. But what about life?
Right.
What about joy?
Right.
Right? What about abundance? What about happiness? What about Dr. Robin?
Yes. So what I personally discovered in my own journey of recovery and to my ultimate life, which I feel like I'm living that now with the opportunity to share all of that, and I have always known that we have a divine right to a life filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance. And I believe that's what the ultimate life is as well. When you know that you're as a divine being, as a soul being, having a human being experience, you can have these things. And so when we can move from just the day-to-day struggle of the human existence to working in partnership with our soul, then we can more likely and more graciously receive the love, joy, peace, and abundance that we have a right to.
You know, in the few minutes we have left, what I want to talk with you about and have you share, if you don't mind, is, you know, coming full circle to embody the full range of work that you do with people. Because recovery, yes, is part of your journey and part of your story. But, you know, as someone who is certified in this, you really take it to another level. You say, yep, we're going to take the recovery journey. And by the way, would you like to hop on for the abundance journey? Would you like to hop on for the, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yes.
Because you've discovered that for yourself. And
yes.
Now you can help others.
Well, you know, my spiritual mantra, my own personal spiritual mantra is bring it on. Now, that has afforded me a lot of wonderful learning opportunities, but it's also required me to do the work.
Yeah.
And so, yes, so I'm always open to, I live a life, not just the examined life, as I said, but I've lived so connected to my own spiritual journey and my own spiritual team that I'm constantly listening for guidance as to what do I need, what do I need to learn, who do I need to connect with in order to be able to deliver this the messages that are shared with me through my books.
Yeah. Wow. I am so excited about your upcoming show, Hungry for Answers. I want to thank you for today. Again, how do we find out more about you, Robin? Thank you for all your work. How do they get copies of your book? And also, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And thank you so much for creating a powerful pathway for people.
Yes. So, again, you can reach me at clarity.com, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y, or on Facebook, Clarity with Robin, and Instagram, Clarity by Robin. I wanted to leave everybody with a wonderful little teaching from Sophia in Feast and Famine. So it's just a little thing I'm going to read. And I said, Sophia, can you give me an example of what the four parts of Sophia's divine path to healing can look like in someone's life? And she replied, imagine sitting on the floor of a dark room, alone and in pain. This scene portrays what suffering feels like. The moment you find the courage to get up and look for the light switch, you are in surrender. When you turn on the light, you are filled with the light of grace. From here, you will find the door that leads you out of the dark room and back into self-love and ultimately into your divinely inspired life.
Why don't we need that? Robin, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Again, for those of you out there, we're talking about if you haven't heard the earlier part of the show, Feast and Famine, of course, Healing Addiction with Grace. And I want to just say Robin is available to work with you. And we are now in a time where the level of numbing that we're doing for ourselves has never been greater in our history. So thank you, Robin, for everything you're doing. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
I love your upcoming show, Hungry for Answers. Yay!
That's right.
On Transformation Talk Radio, everybody. Benny, thank you for doing what you do. Jacob, thank you for putting all the great images in there. And thanks to all of you, the best audience in the world. We'll see you next time.